Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Good morning. It is Sunday, June 28th, 2026. I'm Shaw Gage. It's Sunday morning. Hope you're doing well today. Going to be a fun conversation, I hope. No pun intended. The word hope has been on my heart lately. Where do you have your hope? Where's your joy? Where's your hope? And what is hope? Verse of the week is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Man, that's encouraging. I don't know where you are today. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know where you are in life, but I think everybody has hope. You know, that's what keeps us going. And we're going to talk about that today, kind of bring some insights of different things that's happened in my life where I've had hope or needed to have hope, or basically what hope is. And hope you get a lot out of it today. Gonna probably stumble on that several times. But anyway, glad you're hanging out with me. Just looking forward to a fun conversation about hope and about what God's word says there in Jeremiah 29:11 and the assurances we can take with that, not only today, but tomorrow and for the rest of our lives. So hang out with us. Gonna step aside for just a second and come back and talk about it more on the other side. Hope. What does the word hope mean to you? Have you ever really thought about it? I have throughout life thought about the word hope, but just looking it up in the Merriam-Webster app, it says to cherish a desire with anticipation. Hope is to cherish a desire with anticipation. Is there something you've desired and you just cherish that desire and you just can't wait with anticipation? It's like something you want really, really bad, and you're really always looking for it. I mean, that'd be another way of saying it. So what is that? What is your hope? Man, I hope that I have a good year in my sales job. I hope that my family's health is great. I hope that people come to know Jesus and have that relationship with him on a regular basis. I hope my football team does really well this year. You know what I mean? What are those things and where do they rank? But the word hope just hit me because of that verse, Jeremiah 29:11, where again he says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. He wants to give us something to cherish, something to desire, with anticipation, something to look forward to. And I think when you start looking at it from an eternal perspective, hope adds a whole new meaning to the word hope. And what is that anticipation? You know, we all go through trials in life. I know everybody out there listening has been through something, myself included, but it changed me as far as what my hope was. And I remember having this conversation with my mom, and she reminded me of this not long ago, but I just told her, you know, when I was going through all that and going back to school and getting a teaching degree, and she said, I looked at her and said, there's, mom, only two things that matter to me anymore. And that's number one, am I going to heaven? And number two, how many people am I taking with me? And, you know, I can't do that. I can't physically take you with me, but all I can do is encourage you and share with you what the Lord's done in my life, because he gave me hope many years ago. But specifically, you know, back in 2009 and 2012 and just, you know, on and on throughout life. But my eternal hope changed, and what I live for changed, and became less and less about Shaw and the materialism of this world. And it became more about just encouraging people and just sharing what the Lord's done in my life with others. And it's just been really a cool, cool experience. And so, don't want to get all preachy, but I just want to share, man. That's what God laid on my heart this month and this week. Is just the word hope. And I hope that means something to you. And if you've never thought about that, think about that word hope. And where is your hope? Where is your trust? What is it that you're anticipating? What's that desire you have in life? Is it, you know, I want a big bank account? I mean, I'm not judging. That's between you and the Lord and you. I mean, but what is your hope? Think about that and take some time and hang out for a second. We'll come back and finish it up on that other side. You know, honestly, thinking about the word hope and that verse from Jeremiah, a shout out to my nephew, Jeremiah Gage, who's a rock star up in Huntsville, Alabama, doing a really, really good job up there in commercial real estate, helping with all the stuff going on downtown. There's a revitalization of Huntsville and the surrounding area and Mid-City. If you've ever been up there, it's a great place. It's a cool new district, amphitheater, everything they've got going on. And Jeremiah, super proud of you, but shout out to him. That verse always reminds me of you. And it's also Jeremiah's got a birthday coming up this week on July the 1st. He will be 30 years old and officially make all of us, the old generation or the older generation, feel really, really like the old generation. Jeremiah was the first grandson born in the Gage side here in the Birmingham area, and just super proud of him. And you know, in context with the word hope, I guess Jeremiah gave me hope that our generation wasn't just going to be a bunch of worthless losers. You know, not that I really thought that, but I think that's the first time when my brother and his wife, when they had Jeremiah, it was like, all right, here we go, man. It's our turn to kind of step up and be adults and start thinking about, I was single at the time, but start thinking about settling down and having children of my own, which eventually did. But shout out to Jeremiah Gage. Man, I'm super proud of you. And just the young man old man, I guess, 30 now, you have become. Really just very, always had a very strong opinion from a young age. And was never bashful or shy about calling out the older generation in a respectful way most of the time until the teenage years. I'm just kidding. But no, Jeremiah just always has a brilliant mind and just always is willing to voice that and look at things. And not only with just ideas, but for people, just has a heart for people and empathy for people. It just really tries to identify with everybody in every walk of life. And that's one thing I admire about him. But just pretty cool that, man, 30 years old, man, rock and roll, again, super proud of you. And, man, I hope you've had a good ride, and I hope that I've been a good uncle to you. And, man, I just want you to know, man, I'm super proud of you and hope I can be like you, all super organized and like that when I grow up one day. All right, buddy. Love you. Happy birthday, Jeremiah, coming up this week, July 1st. Keep on keeping on. And everybody, we'll be back here in just a second on Sunday morning. You know, in this verse, Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord." That's the first part of that. But it's man, he knows what the plans that he has for us. It is sometimes hard, or a lot of times hard, to let go of what we want and to let him do it. Let go and let God, as Miss Barbara used to say. I'll carry that torch for you, Miss Barbara. But when you let go and you let God and just trust him that he does have the best plans for you, man, it just makes life so much easier. It just makes it to where, you know, you don't have to worry as much. I mean, we're all going to worry a little bit. We're not supposed to, because of the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. But when you just let go and go, God's got it. He already trusts that verse. He knows the plans that he has for you, right? And so just let him handle it, right? It's so much easier. I know when in life, when I've done that and I've let go, I just say, God, I don't know where this thing's going. I'm not sure what's about to happen. But I know you do, and I know you know the best course for my life and where I need to go, and I'm just going to trust you, and I'm going to follow you. I was having that conversation with a customer not too long ago just about life and how, given that moment back in 2009, I know I've shared that on here many, many a times, the Irvin Lupo story, but for the first time in my life, really understanding, God, there's people hurting out there. And wherever you want me to go, send me. I'm in. I'll go and I'll share whatever you want me to share, whatever goofiness is going on in my life, or tragedy or heartache or fun stuff or triumphs, anything in between. Lord, I'll just share it. And that's the way I did it as a school teacher. That's the way I've done it as a salesman. And that's the way I do it as a neighbor and hopefully as a friend and a family member, dad, husband. All of it. And it's just, you know, be an encouragement. Be where you are, because I know that when I just go, God, you're going to lead me where I'm supposed to be, and you're going to take me to those people that need to hear that. And man, here we are, and sitting here, you know, having this opportunity each and every week to come on and just try to encourage folks and let you know that whatever you're going through, it's going to be all right, and that Jesus loves you. And the reason I have confidence in that, and I say that so much on this show, is because of this verse. Man, it's just a reassurance of, man, I struggle. Yes, absolutely. I sin. I struggle. I worry. I think, you know, the worst sometimes. But it's verses like this that just keep me rounded out and go, man, God's got me, right? He knows the plans that he has for you. We're going to talk about the other part here on the other side, and just how we can, that's the encouragement, but how we can cement that encouragement into our daily walk and into our hearts each and every day. Be back here in just a second on Sunday morning. The second part of Jeremiah 29:11 says, there are plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. That's where the word hope came from, kind of our focus this week. And again, to cherish something, a desire with anticipation, to want something really, really badly and to be always looking for it. And, you know, that's what God wants to give us. He wants to give us that gift. He wants of eternal life and that relationship with him. And man, when you have that desire to get to know him and that desire to draw closer to him with anticipation, like, what's God got for me next? What's next? Where am I going? You know, I used to share with my guys on the ball field and in the classroom, my students, I go, you know, it's like, if you're not excited about life, you're probably doing the wrong job. You know, I mean, I'm not saying you got to love everything about life, but shouldn't we be out there like, man, this is a field trip. I can't wait. Like, this is anticipation. What am I going to learn? Who am I going to meet? Y'all, that's the way, and I'm nobody. I'm not saying I'm perfect or any of that, but I love what I do because I can't wait to meet people and learn things. And who am I going to meet today, and what am I going to learn? And sure, there's days where I'm going through the motions, and I'm going through the motions, and there's drud work that I got to do and all that kind of stuff. But when I attack life in a manner that's, man, it's that hope, right? I want to learn something today. I want to meet somebody. I want to solve a problem today. Man, it just changes the way you live life, and it changes the way other people live life because you're impacting people each and every day. Whether it's positive or negative, you are impacting. I'm impacting. We are all impacting each other. So why not have hope? Why not be chasing something and being inspired about it and encouraging other people? Not saying you got to believe what I believe, but what is it? I mean, what's your passion? What is it that makes you go, man, I can't wait to get up today. I can't wait to, you know, mine is not necessarily sales. I mean, that's what I do for a living, but mine is people. It's relationships, it's encouragement, and how can we all come together and solve a problem or get better together? That's my thing. It's not necessarily yours, but I want you to think about that. What is your hope? What is it that you're chasing with anticipation? But God wants to prosper you. He doesn't want to harm you. He wants to give us a hope. He wants to give us something, a positivity, a reason for living, if you will, right? We're not supposed to be just walking through this thing called life going, whoa, 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 dum, do, do, dum, do. Paycheck, pay bills, paycheck, pay bills. Y'all, I mean, sometimes we got to do that, but that's not life. That's not where we're living life. God wants to experience a full, rich, abundant life. And you do that through a relationship with him, and you have a hope, and you have a future through him. I want you to know that. If you don't know that and you're listening today, try him out. Spend a little time talking to God and just say, God, I don't know who you are or what you're doing, but I want to learn more. I want to trust you. But if you do know him and you know what I'm talking about, man, lean into him even more. We can all always get a little bit better at whatever we're doing. So there you go. Hope is the word of the day, word of the week. Where's your hope? Think about that. We're going to continue on just here in a few minutes. Shaw Gage back with you on Sunday morning. Thanks again for hanging out each every week. Hope you're being encouraged and you're having some hope. Maybe life's been treating you a little unkind lately, maybe unfair, maybe it's not. Maybe life is great. But either way, wherever you are, I appreciate you hanging out each and every week. Just sharing again what God's laid on my heart each and every week. I'm nobody. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a million-dollar scholar or any of that kind of stuff. I'm just a guy trying to do life and trying to encourage others. And, man, I just appreciate each and everybody hanging out with us each and every week. So talking about the word hope today, and just want to encourage you to think about where your hope is. Where do you put your hope? Where do you put your trust? And is it in the Lord or is it in other things? Because I'm going to tell you, other things can be gone in no time. I've been there, done that, and got the T-shirt, as they say, three or four times. The money, the cars, the houses, the jobs, all that stuff is temporal. It can all be gone in just like a blink of an eye. It really can. But there's one thing that will never be gone, and that's God, man. He is the rock. He is, you know, what we should be drilling our foundation into, whether it's, you know, reading God's word or praying or just talking to other believers and just encouraging one another. And, you know, that's where it starts. It starts with one conversation at a time, and it starts with you and it starts with me and a little bit of accountability. I was talking to an older gentleman not long ago, and he was talking about the next generation and wasn't complaining like, "Yeah, you kids and your rock and roll, get off my lawn." It wasn't any of that. He was just saying, from a business executive perspective, he can see a huge change in this next generation, the young people of today, if you will, and just that willingness to care and that willingness to have a hope. And he just said, "Shaw, it's bigger than work. It's bigger than paychecks. It's bigger than all that." He said, "It's just that motivation." And it made me start thinking and praying about that. And the Lord gave me that word hope. And it's just, you know, have we lost our hope collectively as a country? I don't think we have. I think if you listen to certain news feeds or whatever, certain biases, yeah, you would think we're going to hell in a handbasket today. Which, hey, Lord could come at any moment. You never know. But I don't think it's too far gone. I think we just got to encourage. And we as the older generation, we got to make sure we pass that on. And so I just want people out there that are listening to be encouraged. Let them know, man, there is a hope out there, and it's Jesus Christ. I mean, he came and died on the cross for you and for me. And that's so overwhelming to me. And the fact that he gave that sacrifice, it's just grace. It's all grace. And I'm not asking you to believe what I believe. Just check it out. And if you're not sure, pray about it or read about it and just see what you think. But I'm telling you, everything that I've done in these 52 years in life, man, when I've leaned into him and trusted God for who he says he is, y'all, it's been real. And it's been as real as it gets. And that's given me the hope that I have in Jesus Christ. And I hope, no, again, no pun intended, that you have that same hope as I do in Jesus Christ. But either way, I just want you to be excited about life. And I want you just to be encouraged and know that God does love you and he does just want a relationship for you. And that's what that verse right there says in Jeremiah 29:11. And anyway, hope is the word. And I just want you to focus on that and think about that. If you've never considered what your hope is, where your hope is, that's a deep question. It may not be something you've been able to answer just sitting here even listening to this show. But think about that today, this week, and pray on it and just go, man, where is my hope? You know, and it's something I've thought about that word for a long time, but not as deeply as I have the last week. And it's like, all right, God, what are you teaching me? Where is my hope? Am I really practicing what I preach? I'd like to tell you that's 100% accurate, but it's not. You know, there's times I get off kilter. But y'all, I'm refocusing on that. And where is my hope? And, you know, you can tell a lot about a person's actions or who they are by where they spend their time. And so if I'm declaring that I have my hope in Jesus, am I spending more time in God's word or am I spending more time on my iPad checking out my fantasy football scores? Not that there's anything wrong with that, but where's the balance, right? And I think that'll tell you. If you want to look at it, go to get an inventory. I'm just telling on myself right there, but think about it for your own sake. And where's your hope? Shaw Gage on Sunday morning. You know, I'm really trying to get the nerve up to sing on this show. You trust me, you don't want me to sing. Maybe one day I will. But I'm thinking about bringing that into the show here coming up. I hope you like that idea. You probably hope that I wouldn't ever sing. But anyway, just having some fun there. Do have some exciting stuff coming up. Hope we can share that with you here in the next week or two. But might have some new segments coming up on the show each and every week that we're kind of working on. Hopefully we'll have more details on that. But Anyway, I just wanted everybody to know out there that Jesus loves you. I want you to keep on smiling. It's summertime, 4th of July coming up. I guess the next week's show, it'll be, you know, the day after. So it'll be July 5th. So happy 4th of July. Be safe with all the fireworks. We're still a few days out. I know from now, but anyway, I hope you have a great 4th of July and be safe out there if you're traveling or shooting fireworks or whatever it may be. It's just a good reminder about independence and who we are and our independence in Christ, that God gave us that grace and that mercy and that love and that independence through Jesus Christ. And it's so cool that we can celebrate Independence Day collectively as a country. And 250 years, that's an amazing, amazing feat for this experiment we call America. And next week, we'll be sharing a little bit about Independence Day and 4th of July and all those fun things that go along with it. But I just, you know, I want everybody to be encouraged this week. Let's focus on hope as we go into the 4th. Our forefathers focused a lot on hope. They were, you know, they had a desire for independence, and they were looking at it through anticipation, so much so that they were willing to give their life. And, you know, are we willing to look at things in our life? Would you give your life for something? Do you have that much hope as our founding fathers did and the experiment, as we'll call it, that America was, and to break off from the British and to fight for independence? And, you know, that's a good something to kind of lead into next week's show as we get ready for 4th of July, but we'll get there next week. I want everybody to focus this week on the word hope and just be thankful for the hope that God's given us through Jesus Christ. And I want you all to know that I'm praying for you this week. I hope you have a great week, and happy 4th of July, and we'll see you back here next week on Sunday morning.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 1065, radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.